This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around the city, and we get to listen to the band play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes and to find your next favorite artist, band, album, or song. If you like what you hear, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Fantastic Cat. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali at WFUV. Fantastic Cat, it's just like having like our besties at the studio.
We're such big fans of all of the members individually and, of course, as a unit. We love Brian Dunn. He put out a great record called Clams Casino recently. We love Anthony D'Amato, who put out a great record called At First There Was Nothing. Mike Montali has a great band called Hollis Brown. We love that new live album that he put out like last year or the year before. And he also has a great record called In the Aftermath and Don DeLego's Magnificent Ram, such a great record. But we've also been digging the Cats. They're up to their third album, Cat Out of Hell. And we loved The Very Best of Fantastic Cat, which was the first one. And then now that's what I call Fantastic Cat, the second one. And now Cat Out of Hell, which is not a Meatloaf covers album, although... You know, it's possible that they should. I feel like they should do a cover of at least one Meatloaf song, but supposedly they're not familiar with that album. But I raise an eyebrow at that. We love this new record. We've been playing Donnie Takes the Bus a lot from it. And it is just like a really upbeat, lovely, rollicking single. And the thing that we love about this band is that there's a lot of substance to the music. They take the music very seriously. But as people, they're very silly and fun and charming guys. It's just a winning combination. And we are really winning with this session because we're going to get four live tracks from them. So we've got at least half the album from Cat Out of Hell here on WFUV. And we're going to start, since I mentioned Donnie Takes the Bus, we'll start with that one right now on WFUV. It's Fantastic Cat. Whoa!
Joe was take what you want, take what you need. Cause we're all dust in the good Lord's breeze, and the wind don't blow where you wanna be. It's time to see, don't take what you want, take what you need. Cause we're all dust in the good Lord's breeze, and the wind don't blow.
A live version of Donnie Takes the Bus here on WFUV in Studio A. The Fantastic Cats are here. Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for coming in. That is a song that we've been playing a lot on the radio because we love it. And I want to go around the room and have everyone say hello so we can get used to your voices and know who is speaking when we're conversing. So let's start right now. Don? You want to kick it off for us?
Hey, I'm Don from Fantastic Cat, and this is my voice.
I'm Anthony, also from Fantastic Cat, and my voice is the one that's a little bit sexier than Don's.
I'm Mike. I'm in Fantastic Cat, and I'm the leader of the band.
Don again. No, my voice is sexy.
I'm Brian. I kind of talk up here, talk really fast. It's a problem.
All right, so we know who's talking now. I'm Elisa Ali here on WFUV, and that song, Donnie Takes the Bus, shall I take it that this began as a Don DeLego number?
It did start as a number that I had cooked up out at the Poconos at Velvet Elk Studios, and we all had been sort of a little bit in hibernation writing tunes for this next record, and that was one I did there, and it was actually Brian's idea. I think I didn't remember what name I had for the song originally, but Brian said it should be Donnie. It should be Donnie in the Bus. And I'm always looking for ways to take a ride away from these guys, so Donnie Takes the Bus.
You're in your element, Donnie.
Yeah.
I love it. And so we obviously have to talk about, I know this is radio, so I can't show you the video, but I actually can on WFUV.org. However, we have got a great video of you guys just performing that song, but you made your own video for it in which you decided to get some doppelgangers, some real,
what?
You know, some beautiful, no?
That was us.
That's us.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was us.
We
get
a lot
you.
Of confusion.
Yeah, yeah. We worked out before this video, before the movie, before the show, before all the tours coming up. We worked out, worked hard.
Yeah, that's mostly what we look like in tank tops. We're covering our arms today.
I can see why you might think that we hired several beefcakes to portray us as actors in the video.
Common mistake.
Yes.
Okay.
But no, that was actually us.
Oh, that's interesting because I was on your Instagram account and there was a still photo of Don, you kind of embracing this other man drums from behind.
We just cut two different shots together.
So who was that other guy
like
you were embracing?
These are compression turtlenecks.
Okay.
It keeps our muscles compacted.
A little bit of AI going on there. I think, we got hacked.
Okay. All right. I blame Russia.
I think you meant we are hacks.
Okay. Now, come on. Actually, speaking of you guys being the total opposite of hacks, one question that I was always curious about was how do you delineate between a Fantastic Cat song and a song for your own projects? Because all of you have your own projects.
It's basically, it comes down to what songs we're willing to, let sit trial for one another, because Fantastic Cat is sort of a true democracy. So we do function as everybody gets their hands on every song. Some songs kind of come in as a solo effort, and then they are, you know, everybody kind of gives their notes, and other things are kind of cooked up all together.
Any song where I think I can make money, I keep, and then any song I don't, I share 25% with them.
Okay, that's
a simple model, really.
That's a better answer.
That's just good business. That's just good business. So the theme of that song, kind of like life ain't what you need, more, it's more about like life is what you need, not what you want.
Not what you want, what
right.
you need.
I don't think those
want.
Are any of the lyrics of the song, by the
no,
way.
No, like thematically, that's what it's about, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Any like witchy
more like
tall
what you
linemen?
Need over what you want.
Yeah.
You know?
little Wichita lineman.
Yeah, we're all looking for things that are bigger than us, and that's just sort of like keeping it simple. And mm-hmm. I also wanted it to be a song that the band, and everybody added so much to it. It was really a statement about how the band is collectively and sounds together, and that we're just very happy making our 25% as we go along.
Now, I understand that this new record, I can't believe I haven't said the name of the record, Cat Out of Hell. What a great title, by the way.
Thank you.
Are you all Meatloaf fans or?
Not familiar with
okay,
Mr. Loaf.
Cool. Okay, Mr.
More
Loaf.
More of a turkey loaf.
Okay, fair. Vegetarians.
We've gotten a few cease and desist letters from the Meatloaf estate. We've had to remind them this is just classic parallel thinking. We were unfamiliar with, apparently he has an album called Bat Out of Hell. With, okay. That was not on our radar before this.
No.
So
okay,
just
fair.
You know, coincidence.
Okay, fair. But that said, you do love Meatloaf, though.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Mm. Yes. All right. So what I was going to ask you about was with the third album, I think you were meaning to kind of capture some of the magic of your live show. And I think that definitely comes across in this new record. Can you talk a little bit about the duality of those two different spaces of recording in the studio versus, you know, performing live?
Yeah, I mean, this was the first album that I think we went down to Virginia and recorded this in a bigger studio than we worked in the past, where there was room for all four of us to be playing live together at once. I think in the past we'd kind of built things up layers at a time, and this was really live performances are the core of this record. And the live show is kind of the heart of it for us, because we're four different songwriters. We all switch instruments. We switch who's singing lead, who's doing harmonies, all that kind of stuff. So to be able to bring the live show, which is so much fun and where we get so much joy, and bring that into the studio was, you know, something I think we'd all been looking forward to for a while.
It's so fun when you switch up the instruments. And I wonder, like, have you guys bumped into each other and fallen down?
It's mostly just me.
It's mostly just you. You handle a lot of the drums, Don. Is that because you're the best drummer out of all of these cats?
No,
or
no. There's our first.
There's a drummer ranking.
There's a drum. Please tell me.
The drummer rankings go Mike, Don, Anthony, and then me.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So that's why you are the least behind
yes.
the kit.
I try sometimes. I get kicked off the drums a lot.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you know, when you put clothes on a dog and it's like cute for a minute and then you're like, he doesn't like that. We should take the clothes off of him. It's kind of like that.
He's not having fun.
No. Okay. This is more fun for us than the dog. We should let it go. Yeah.
So who's on drums for Don't Let Go?
That's me.
That's Don, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't remember. That's me.
And who's taking lead vocals, and can we set this song up a little bit?
Yeah, for Don't Let Go, I take lead vocals, and it's kind of a duet with Mike and I. We have all started to notice this phenomenon on this record where we're all starting to sound like each other. I can't even tell the difference sometimes.
True.
It's very weird. It's like we're all syncing up or something.
Except for when we're talking, where you have the squeakiest high voice.
Yeah, I know. I drink a lot of coffee. But yeah, so I take the lead vocal on that one, and sort of a song of perseverance and stick-to-itiveness.
I love that. And we are going to get a live version of Don't Let Go right now here on WFUV.
It's time you reassess your life. Are you sure that's what you're like? Or do you not know? And while I swore that I was in control, there were lies I might have told. Well, I don't know. Is a dream just a drawn out fantasy? Quite a scene. And they sing, don't look down, baby, don't let go. Grab on anything you think you can hold. Hold on tight when the light gets low. And don't look down, baby, don't let go. I was drunk, I was screaming in the street, saying, how can this stubborn and unwise, but so am I. Indigos, don't look down, baby, don't let go. Grab on anything you think you can hold. Hold on tight when the light gets slow. And don't look down, baby, don't let go. Hearts get hard and people get old. And nothing you can buy can save what your soul told. Hold on tight to the light in your soul. Don't look down, baby.
Live version of Don't Let Go from the new Fantastic Cat album, Cat Out of Hell, a fantastic live version of that song. And Brian, you were talking about that song being about the stick-to-itiveness of life and being in a band. Talk about, you guys are really like positive folks. Talk about the challenges of actually persevering and of... No, you're not positive people? Or Anthony's shaking his head, no.
Don't let
no.
Brian go off on this topic.
Oh, really? Is this? No, because it's hard to stay positive, man.
You want
to
know
and
my,
it's hard
my
to keep gripes going.
In the band? Yeah, sure. No, yeah, we were, well, it was the song was sort of born out of a discussion that Don and I had at Don's kitchen table. And Don sort of assigned me this type of a song to write. Because we're a band that sort of, in general...
Don
just,
assigned you this
yeah,
song?
We yeah,
do
sort of.
We actually do that with each other sometimes.
You
yeah,
do.
Don yeah. was sort of like, we need like a this type of a song. And I really thought about it. And so the song itself is kind of meta, because I'm, the lyric sort of is grappling with that, here we are again, you know, trying to catch, I don't know, lightning in a bottle, something like that. Yeah, I mean, this band has sort of been through a lot overall in our careers. And it's sort of a miracle that we're all still here, still making music. And that's sort of at the core of the song.
Yeah, I would say even before this band, we individually spent, you know, 10 or 15 years. Brian, Anthony, Don, we're all singer-songwriters touring. And I was in a band for a long time. So even before this project started, we had been at it a long time. So there's definitely perseverance required to continue doing what we're doing.
I mean, I talk to a lot of bands who are like, all right, I'm going to give it one more album. And if this doesn't catch fire, I guess I'm going to get a day job. But have you guys ever...
I said that 17
yeah,
records ago.
I mean, I always think like as a band or as an artist, a musical project, that you make the record and then you have to earn the right to make the next record. And so that's why we work so hard to go on tour and to, you know, make all the videos and try and have all the humor involved, is because we feel like we're just, you know, trying to earn the right to get to a fourth record.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And speaking of the day job, I actually knew you, Anthony, from your day job because you worked right at, you were sending me press releases for other bands.
Many moons ago,
I was a
publicist for other bands.
Yeah.
And now I'm a publicist for this band because I just go around yelling its name out and asking people to listen to it, so...
I have to really just thank you for your wonderful press releases. They are the most fun thing that I get to read. It is so good. They're so funny. You must have just firsthand experience of having to write really dull press releases.
Well, you know, I I feel like our philosophy kind of with this band is that, you know, we started this group as just a side project. It was supposed to just be a fun outlet. We all had our own solo careers. This was going to be a let's go in with no pressure and record some songs and maybe we'll put it out. And the kind of the mentality behind it always was, you know, let's do the opposite of everything we're doing in our solo careers where we feel like you're putting out records under your own name. You have to be very precious and serious about it. You have to be a capital A artist. And this was a place to kind of do all the ideas that were too dumb and too silly for that kind of thing. You know, keep the music very serious, but like in everything you're doing with the release of it to just kind of, you know, have fun with it. And what we've found along the way is that it's caught on with so many people because they also want that permission to have fun with it. You know, they want to go to a show and not take themselves too seriously. They want to, you know, have a radio session and have fun with it and be in on the joke with us. And, you know, so I kind of, we've started just carrying that over into everything we do, which is the George Costanza opposite of everything approach. You know, instead of a very boring press release about exactly, you know, a band you've never heard of has a new album coming out, we're going to have a little fun with it.
I love that. Now, speaking, since you're talking now, Anthony, I think you probably... Was Elevator one that you first came up with?
Yeah, that started with me.
Okay. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your ride in the elevator? I'm sure, by the way, RFK Jr., not a fan of this one.
No, probably
not.
I am, though. Well, that's good. I care more about your opinion.
Thank you.
That song is just kind of a look around at the state of things and, you know, our late stage capitalism landscape of everything is for sale, our, you know, our time, our bodies, our attention, and you know, just how do you grapple with getting through the day. You take the elevator, and if that's broken, you got to go up the stairs.
That's very true, and we're gonna hear a live version of it right now here on WFUV.
Well, I found you in the basement with your forehead in your hands. You was crying about the weight of all the universe demands.
Thank you. When the elevator's broken and the air is full of smoke and you can't breathe in without choking, so you kick the door wide open cause you gotta take the stairs. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You gotta take the stairs.
Live version of Elevator here on WFUV in Studio A. That song going straight to the top, my friend. Congratulations.
That, I appreciate that pun.
I think it is. It is going to be a great. Oh, by the way, speaking of top of the charts, I forgot to mention this about Donnie Takes the Bus. Top 40 hit.
Yeah.
Right
top
on.
40.
I love that. I always knew you guys were a top 40 band.
Yeah, yes. That's kind of how we seem, isn't it?
Yeah. The turtlenecks are a dead giveaway.
So that was a great live version of Elevator. I love brief history of the world. Very, very cool. And like you were saying, you know, there's a lot of humor in your approach, but that's kind of a pretty serious song that doesn't take itself too seriously, but in some serious topic there and very grounding. There's great wisdom and great charm with your whole band. And I am so happy that you guys are back with a new record, Cat Out of Hell. I wanted to give you guys the opportunity to talk about some other bands for a moment.
No.
Before I let you go. No, just listen. It's about us. So because you guys are a four-headed creature who all take turns singing and playing, I wondered if you could inhabit any other sort of four-piece band. Which band would you kind of Freaky Friday with? You
know what I mean? Imagine Dragons. They make so much money.
That's so funny. I thought you'd say Beatles or, you know, Kiss or something.
No,
like
I think
that.
I'm here for the money.
I think for us, it's ABBA. ABBA would be a good one for us. Oh, with these turtlenecks on? Come on.
But we all have to marry each other.
Mm. We already are.
How many were in the Bee Gees lineup? They had good outfits.
Three.
I don't think there were.
Okay, yeah. Can we ditch Brian and just be the Bee Gees?
You know what? I wanted to talk about the Eagles really quickly, too.
Eagles. Eagles of death metal?
Sure. But I was actually talking about, like, Don Henley and Glenn Frey. Because you guys are always talking about, you know, how tumultuous their relationship is. You're always kind of equating yourselves to the Eagles, but obviously you're great friends. But what are your thoughts on the Eagles?
We like to say this band is like the Eagles if they really didn't get along.
Yeah, it's very litigious.
Amazing. All right, so I gotta let you guys go because I wanna stop talking and get one more song out of you. If you would be so kind as to give me a little setup for Lucy, which is such a lovely song. Mike, you got some splinting to do.
No, with Lucy, we were trying to write something very simple, something from the heart, with very, you know, not too many lyrics, something that you can sing back the first time you hear it. And it's kind of just a classic tale about somebody who thinks they have their life together and somebody comes into their life and just wrecks it. And
I know what that's like.
Yeah, that's what this band was for me. Yeah, and it's a song that we're excited to play live, and we'll be leaving for tour pretty soon, but we'll be playing in New York on June 5th at the Mercury Lounge, and hopefully we get that song together to play it live.
It is such a lovely song. It's got such a warm vibe to it, and it feels good to listen to. And I know you're going to do a great job as you perform it live right here in Studio A at WFUV, with my huge thanks to Los Gatos Fantásticos, Fantastic Cat.
Throwback.
Woo-hoo!
Here on WFUV.
I used to think that I was gonna live my life peacefully, easily. But you were sitting there with auburn hair and jasmine tea, just wrecking me. And I thought that I was tough enough, but I'm not the man I thought I was. Caught in my throat, I'm a neon light, and I'm on all night. 'Cause I can't think and I can't sleep. No, I'm not the man I thought I'd be.
That was Fantastic Cat performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to the band for joining us in our studio and to Missing Piece Records. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara, Aaron Merriman, James Higgins, and Stacey Tran. Our FUV live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producer for this episode was Heather Jones. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV live sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. Please rate and review the show if you like what you hear so other music lovers can find it. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Alisa Ali.